Dr. John Benson is our guest. He is the director of the Sheila and Robert Challey Institute and is a professor of management at North Dakota State University. We're going to talk about the World Trade Organization as chief economist Robert Koopman, I think, and they're delivering a virtual presentation on COVID implications at NDSU today. So, you know, everybody talks about this in terms of health, which obviously that's the focus, but we're not always talking about it in terms of the economy and the effects it's had. So, Dr. Benson, good to have you on News and Views.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here. Excited to talk to you today about international trade and about the Robert Koopman, the chief economist of the WTO, that'll be here this afternoon.
That's pretty, I'm sorry, but I'm impressed. I mean, that's pretty huge. Yeah. I mean, how are you able to get him to be part of what you're doing at NDSU?
Yeah, I mean, the Challey Institute, if you're not familiar with us, so we're a fairly new institute, a couple of years old, and our dean had a really big vision to try to create an institute that advanced understanding in three different areas, in the areas of innovation. So looking at innovation, entrepreneurship, how can we enhance economic opportunity and flourishing through understanding innovation better? How can we understand trade better, international trade and issues surrounding trade, and how that can help us with opportunity and flourishing? And then a third area is institutions, or kind of the rules of the game. How can we make sure that the rules of the game, our regulations and other policies are set up in a way that can enable people to flourish. And so we the Challeys, it's called the Challey Institute. So the Challeys were the lead donors that made a significant contribution to NDSU to start this institute. It's over a $30 million investment.
Wow.
So we're able to bring in some really big speakers and so, for example, we had earlier this year, we had J.D. Vance. I don't know if you've read the Hillbilly Elegy, but we had him.
I haven't.
And we had Edward Glaser, an economist from Harvard, who talked about the role of the pandemic in influencing regional economies. And it was super interesting. We had Arthur Brooks, former president of American Enterprise Institute, Susan Schwab, who is a former U.S. Trade Representative under George W. Bush, and then today we have Robert Koopman. So I'm really excited. He was actually with USDA, and he said he's been to Fargo before. So he was hoping to come here in person, but because of the pandemic, we're just going to do it virtual today, and then hopefully get him here in the future in person. So.
You know, I remember when the Challeys, when that news hit, and Dr. Benson, I think at times, you know, people do this. Their generosity is amazing. Sheila and Roberts, I mean, right, what they do for an institution, long lasting. And then we forget, you know, people like do your job and you do it really well. And the students that take this in, and the process is absolutely fabulous. But I think for a lot of us, we forget. And that's too bad, because what you're doing today is exactly what needs to be talked about, which is how our economy is going to recover from this, how it's being affected by this.
Yeah. Thanks. That's a really good point, and I think that's kind of the way that we can help people to remember the generosity of people like the Challeys and the Menard family as well. This is the Menard Family Distinguished Speaker Series, so they're a big sponsor as well. But the best way to help people remember the significant contributions that they're making is for us to utilize the resources in the best way possible and really do what our mission is and we want to understand these issues as researchers, but we also want the general public to have a better understanding of these things as well, because again, when people are empowered with information, you know, they're going to be able to contribute better to society, and we want students obviously to be engaged in these issues as well, and I think the issue of global trade is a really great, interesting thing, because one of the things that people, if you ask people, have things gotten worse or better over time? I think a lot of people would say things have gotten worse over time. But just think about extreme global poverty. In 1981, 42% of the world's population was in extreme poverty. Today, it's less than 9%. And a big reason for that is the increased globalization and integration that we've had. And so today's presentation is going to look at, well, the pandemic, I think, has made people aware of maybe some vulnerabilities that we have from globalization, you know, that disease can spread and that we depend on others for various goods and services. But on the other hand, look at how quickly we've come up with various ways to help society globally to recover from this pandemic. It's been incredible, the global cooperation, and no one country can produce everything it needs, including all the components for a vaccine by itself. And so we need to depend on each other globally. And so his presentation today is going to look at how the pandemic maybe could change the future of globalization and integration. And I'm really interested to hear what he has to say.
I would be too. One of the things that I'm sitting here thinking about as you're explaining this is what his position is on deficits, trade deficits, because I had a very interesting conversation, Dr. Bitson, one time with Ed Schaefer, former Secretary of Agriculture for the nation, and we were talking about NAFTA, and we were talking about WTO and some of these things pre-COVID, obviously. And he was talking about how trade deficits aren't always a bad thing. That if you want to consume and the product is there to consume and you can get it at a cheap rate, that that's good for your economy. And I'd be really curious how that's going to, if it's going to, with this COVID world where we're doing less trade internationally, is my assumption, where, you know, we're taking in and sending out less goods. Has that increased startups here? Are we starting to build our own because we couldn't get it? And I'm curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very interesting question. I think that's a kind of a big misperception, I think, that a lot of people have, is that they think of, I mean, if you look at surveys of people in the United States and globally, people say, well, international trade is generally good, but there's some perception that somehow exports are good and imports are bad, and that's a big misperception, I think, is that one of the things that people see, you know, if there's, let's say there's a plant that closes as a result of international trade, well, it's easy to identify, you know, 1,000 people losing their jobs maybe from that increased import competition. However, all the people that are gaining from that international trade are spread throughout the entire economy, and it's a lot more work to identify all those people, and maybe you don't even know the opportunities that are created by that throughout the economy. And so I mean, I think one of the messages that we want people to understand is that, you know, that this, the globalization that we have is a good thing, and the international trade and free trade, it is beneficial for us. And we shouldn't focus on, you know, especially with individual countries, what's the trade balance with that particular country? Because another misperception I think that people have is they think about whole goods being traded among countries, and really it's more so that we have components that are produced in products all over the world. You know, think about the iPhone, for example. People think about those iPhones being imported from China as a Chinese product, but a lot of the development for the iPhone is from the United States. The components come from all over the world. And a very small portion of the value is actually created of the iPhone in China. It's just the assembly. And so you're back to your point about more businesses starting in the United States. I think there are more businesses, but I think it's more so just because of people see opportunities to fulfill needs in the COVID world that maybe it's a different way of fulfilling needs. I mean, so think about, you know, people maybe don't want contact with other people because of concerns of getting the disease. There's new ways of delivering products and producing products that fulfill those new kinds of needs. And I think hopefully we will not turn away from globalization in the future, because I think that would be very harmful to our economy and to the world's economy as well.
Can people take part in this? I mean, at least consume it? Can they, Dr. Bitson?
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
By all means. Yeah, I'm sorry, by all means. So it's free to anybody, and so all these events are free, and we'll have I can't announce them yet, but we have big speakers coming next year as well. But the event today is at 3:00, and it's on Zoom. And so you have to register ahead of time, however. So if you just go to ndsu.edu/Challey Institute, and it's all just as one word, Challey, Challey Institute, and then /events. And if you go there, you just register for it, and then you'll just be able to log in at 3:00.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to podcast this conversation right away, and we will put the address for the Zoom up with that. So wherever you can find podcasts, which include obviously KFJO.com, you'll get the conversation we just had with Dr. Bitson, and on that will be a link to being able to register so you can take part. Dr. Bitson, when it's not this busy of a day, I want to get you in here and just have you take calls and talk about this, okay? Not this seminar, but just in general, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, sir.